Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And a lot of Americans are getting sick of staying home, it would sound like, even though the polls all show that Americans predominantly support staying at home, not ending the lockdown. Maybe that's true, but the polls also showed that Hillary Clinton was going to just hand Donald Trump.
The polls are also showing that Americans are more worried about their financial situation than they are about the disease. So what it seems to be saying is Americans want everybody that they think is weird and crazy to stay home, but they don't want themselves to have to.
But the weird and crazy ones aren't staying home anyway.
It never is that way. This is the problem with statism. This is this fundamentally flawed belief that gets shown over and over again to be, messed up. Well, let's just keep trying this, and maybe we'll have a different result.
Yeah.
I mean, this was, for me, the final leg in the belief of statism. I said multiple times here on Free Talk Live over the years, if you're going to have a government, then that government's one final job is basically to protect against a pandemic. Because, what other organization can shut down air flights and keep people home? However,
any airline company, I guess keeping people home would be trickier.
Yeah, but an airline company is not going to do that. They're not going to stop
people. Should do whatever is in their best interest.
Right. So, I'm not saying that, but what other organization could? And the answer is, none, really. I guess they can't. But the problem is that we've got how many governments around the world, and how many of them did this well? And the answer
what
is not very many.
What would you consider doing it well?
I don't know.
I don't consider any mandating shutting down anything as doing anything well.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, I'm not coming from the same point as you. I'm willing to take a practical solution if a practical solution sounds like a good idea.
By practical, you mean using force against peaceful people?
Yes. And I was willing to do that.
What happened to you out in the islands, man?
Just
you lost it.
Listen to me. What I said, what I'm saying is that, there it is. The government's tried to force people to stay home, and it still spread and went ballistic, and that's because government is not responsible for its actions. So you can't have an organization that's not responsible act responsible.
So then you
can't do it.
You would not think that they should do anything.
As I said, the final support I had in my mind for statism has been finally kicked out. That's it.
So you're an anarchist now.
We've seen it. Well, what is the stupidest term in the world? it's like saying I like children, so I'm a pedophile.
That's not what I said.
That's what you... anarchist is a... An anarchist is a person, usually European, wearing a black face mask, throwing a Molotov cocktail at a store window. No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
I'm just telling you, you're not.
An anarchist is someone who rejects the initiation of force and violence.
No, not necessarily. That's a libertarian.
Well, that's an anarchist, because if you use force and violence, then you
are... It can't
are
be two things, can't be the same
an
thing.
An anarchist is just somebody who's against having rulers. That doesn't mean they're against force and violence.
Well, rulers have to use force and violence, otherwise they're leaders, not rulers. If you have the choice of whether or not to follow them, they're a leader. If you don't have a choice, they're a ruler. Now, let me explain my reasoning to you. The anarchy villain in the Batman series is called Anarchy, and he purports himself to be an anarchist, one of the anarchists that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do in Batman Arkham Origins? He plants bombs.
I don't watch that DC dreck.
It's a video game.
Fun.
Anyway. He plants bombs throughout the city, and then says, if the people don't do what I want them to do, I'm going to blow them up. That's a state, Mark. He's a totalitarian. I don't care that he calls himself an anarchist or that he's one person. Using those bombs is no different than marching an army through the streets to achieve the same end.
Well, if he called himself a voluntarist, I'd be concerned, but I don't use the term.
That's why I would use the term voluntarist.
No, he just wants to be the ruler. He's essentially trying to roll over the people in this fictional
city. I understand
that.
That's why I don't use that term, because it's extraordinarily confusing. Plus, from the...
No, it's just been co-opted by people who don't know what
it is. It was never not co-opted by those people.
I say let them have it.
Yeah, that's it. Right? Like, stop fighting for the worst word in the world. Go fight the pedophiles for child lover instead. I mean, for God's sake. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, no, because what I'm trying to explain to you is that pedophile is a term that is thoroughly joined with a bad philosophical idea. Anarchist, too, is a term that is thoroughly joined with a bad set of philosophies, in so much as what an anarchist is, historically, if not etymologically, at the very least historically, is a communist who does not believe that you need to travel through socialism to get to communism. That's it. That's what an anarchist is.
Well, see,
I know you heard the term, and there's really cool T-shirts that go with it and stuff,
yeah.
But it's a bad philosophical idea.
But
don't align yourself
Mark?
With it.
Anarcho-communism is what we would call those people now. And, you know, you're receptive to this idea of words and meanings changing over
they
time.
They are. Yes, they do, but you're not going to get it. All you're going to do is confuse a lot of people on your way to just call yourself a libertarian. I mean, that's what you are.
I'm not calling myself a libertarian under any circumstances, as long as people like Gary Johnson and Bill Weld exist and are calling themselves libertarians.
That's a libertarian party, but that's fine.
Yeah, and I'm not affiliated with the Libertarian
Party. Call yourself a voluntarist or a consensualist or, any variety of terms. You don't need this awful, disgusting term.
Mark, I'm the anarchist shemale.
Okay.
That's the words I've always used.
Now I've got it. You've branded yourself, and you cannot unbrand because you like it.
I just don't see any reason to.
It's just not... Voluntarist just isn't hard enough for you.
Voluntarist shemale? Yeah.
That's it. That's your problem. It's just like,
it's not a problem.
I need edgy.
I don't think it's a problem at all.
It's all right.
So anyway, what has Governor Sununu, His Excellency, decided about... the state of New Hampshire.
Well, I would say the decision hasn't quite been made yet, but he's been blabbering all over the media about what it will likely entail. Of course, I'm sure they've spent a lot of time. They've got a task force where they've, put people like the head of the New Hampshire Retail Association or whatever. I think we talked about that the other night here and some of the, nonsense that they want to see happen. And there's a report here from WMUR, which is sort of like the main TV station here in New Hampshire, ABC affiliate. Chris Sununu won't make an announcement on an extension of New Hampshire's stay-at-home order until the end of the week. The order expires on May 4th, so that will be, I believe, Monday or Tuesday? That's Monday. And there are expectations that it will continue in a modified form with some careful steps taken to slowly reactivate some business sectors. So, not freedom. Sununu said his office is working on a flex order that will likely continue aspects of the stay-at-home order while allowing hospitals to resume elective procedures and potentially loosening restrictions on other sectors as well. He says, quote, by Friday, I think we'll be able to have an announcement that identifies some of those areas, the new guidance document that goes with that, and maybe even some flexibility with our stay-at-home order, and that we'd roll that out over a couple of weeks. It doesn't mean that it would go into effect the next day, but over a couple of weeks, he said. The governor said that the
gradual... we're looking at mid-June before they release this nonsense.
Well, this is... So first off, politicians are... born followers. They find a parade, they jump in front of it every time. Americans just have to more and more continue to act as they are, so many of them are, like they're free, and then the politicians will be like, yeah, that's right, we intend to do that. None of them are ever going to stand up there and say, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to apologize. I don't know what I was thinking. I was scared, and I was trying to help, so I locked the state down. But I've looked at philosophical documents and foundational documents having to do with our state, and the best I can tell is I never had the right to do this to you in the first place. And I'm sorry. You're free to do what you want. Now,
but if they were
my recommendation
to
you, ladies and gentlemen, is to stay at home and not go out and get sick. But if you want to go out... try to take care of your friends and neighbors who are at risk. Adopt one. Leave food at their door. Whatever it is you got to do. But, you've got freedom and good luck.
Circling back to something you said earlier, if these lockdown orders were effective, would that give Sununu and the government in general the right to implement them? in order to stop the pandemic, which, as you assert, should be the only role of government if government
asserted.
Is to have a role.
It's past tense. I've made it very clear.
He said he changed his mind about that. I think.
Like multiple times I've said that this evening.
Okay, fair. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese. She's like 22. A yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, we're looking at a light at the end of the tunnel here in regards to the lockdown, hopefully. It's way more distant than I would like for it to be.
Mm-hmm.
As based on what Sununu just said, I don't expect this to end before mid-June at the earliest. However, other people are upset because reopening the world gives people too many choices.
Yeah, there are those people, and we can get into that, but there's just a couple more things that I think might be worth sharing here from what the New Hampshire, His Excellency, Chris Sununu, he's being referred to that as the as His Excellency in every order that he has written so far.
That's his title, you know? I mean,
I thought his title was governor.
Right. So
not every other governor has His Excellency.
Governor is his
order.
Position. His Excellency is his title in that position. And it's because
I'm not calling him either.
You don't have to. I'm not claiming that you
sure
do.
No.
It's just that that position of governor has been around longer than America has, mm-hmm. and it tends to carry with it some old colonial-sounding baggage.
Yeah.
Well, he's embraced that baggage, while many governors have not.
Okay.
Going on here, so this is a brief piece from WMUR where he's talking about a gradual approach that would allow close public health officials to more closely track the effect of easing restrictions on the spread of COVID-19. He says, quote, "If we start seeing a trend in a negative direction, something that is clearly the result of us flexing out too fast or a business not adhering to certain guidelines, we'll be able to move in the opposite direction very, very quickly."
Now, one of the difficulties, a politician who has made a move on this, right? Like, this is the trolley problem. Every governor in America, every governor in America grabbed the little arm on the trolley thing, right? So the trolley problem is that you got a train coming, or a trolley, and there's five people laying on the train tracks, and if you pull the handle, the trolley goes on to another track. The problem is there's one person on that track. So do you let five people die for which you actually have no responsibility? Because you aren't a train track operator, but if you do make the decision and save, you know, what is basically four people, you have actually committed murder against one, or at the very least manslaughter.
The false equivalency here, and the reason the trolley problem doesn't work, is because we're not dealing with one trolley and two potential outcomes. There are millions, infinite numbers of trolleys rampaging toward us, infinite number of rails, and infinite number of possibilities. And they boiled it down to two. Lock down the economy, or everyone dies.
That's what they made it sound like, yeah.
So the
however, what my argument would be is that the government claims to be leaders, right? Leaders would make statements. They'd say, "I'm wearing a mask and I'm staying home and I'm doing that to save my family, and I think you should do the same."
Yes.
Now, what a tyrant does is, you're going to keep your business closed, and if not, we're going to send people out who could spread the virus, potentially, but there are trained people, and they're going to lock you down and use violence and force. And that's just, you know, it was a mistake. And I think we all just kind of need to look back and say, hey, you know, scared people make mistakes sometimes. We're scared. We were scared, and that's it.
I noticed tonight you do not have your hand sanitizer with you.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, well, you haven't been making it as obvious.
Thank you
tonight.
For the reminder.
Does this mean, however, that you're one of those people who are saying, you know what, I may have been a bit more fearful about this than I should have
I've
been.
Never supported a lockdown. I didn't mean to suggest that you had,
but some of these social distancing measures you seem to have been on board with.
I've been social distancing for a decade, Aria. All you dirty people and all your dirty habits are disgusting to me.
Okay, I see I'm not going to get a straight answer out of you.
No, I am not. There's a straight answer for you. No!
Are you less fearful of COVID-19 today than you were 2 weeks ago?
I was never fearful of COVID-19. Because
okay, that's
COVID-
not a straight answer.
Less fearful. Is that for myself?
Or you- maybe concerned. Less
concerned for myself or concerned for society as a whole?
Whichever motivates you emotionally.
I would say that my answer is that I would have liked to have seen some kind of social distancing implemented so that the fears that we wouldn't have enough ventilators in hospitals would not be realized. At this point, there are plenty of ventilators and plenty of hospital beds, and I don't think this is going to get out of control. Are some people going to die of COVID-19? Well, yeah. I mean, some people have died of it already. Now, I don't know these numbers, and I don't think we're going to have good numbers from COVID-19 for at least a year, if not ever. Like, I think that there's been too many lies told. I'm concerned that hospitals are getting money, more money for people who die or are sick with COVID-19 than they do for other things. And if that's the case, then they're incentivized financially, these institutions and organizations that are currently... They don't have enough customers because everybody's scared and staying indoors, are incentivized to cash in on the government money. If this is true, and it sounds true, and people are saying it,
fact
but I can't.
It is true. I think even USA Today has done a report about it.
Right.
What's true?
That hospitals are getting more money for COVID-19 patients than they are for other sorts of patients. If that's the case.
And even more for ventilator use, from what I understand.
Then it's obvious that the numbers are inflated. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
Yeah. Well, you got these governors, in this case, New Hampshire's Chris Sununu. He's trying to play both sides as well as he can, right? Because, like, the Georgia governor is getting a lot of crap for, it's going too far, too fast, it's dangerous. So Sununu's seeing that happen, and he's got on one hand, he's got businesses who are like, we want to reopen, let us reopen, and then on the other hand, these people that are super cautious and super scared, they're saying, no, don't do it. So he's trying to play this sort of middle road of like, we're going to be reopening, we're going to take it slow, we're going to be really cautious. If things start to go in the other direction with the more people dying, we're going to reverse course right away. And so,
that's what he has to do, though.
That's because what I'm saying, yeah.
Because he pulled the handle on the trolley, he has to, he's taking responsibility. This disaster is now his disaster. If he would have simply stood up there and
said... Well, politicians won't take responsibility for things. He's just trying to play it to where he
can get
reelected.
That's the way you get elected, though. Right?
Well, that's the thing. He wants to get reelected. Well, that's what's going on here.
And if he would have stood up there and said, ladies and gentlemen, as the governor, it is my job to defend your liberty. And in defending your liberty, I refuse to tell people to lock down. I can suggest it, and I do strongly suggest it, but I will send no one to these cesspools of disease called jails over this.
That's what has happened here in New Hampshire. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci are very hopeful about an experimental drug that is being tested on coronavirus patients.
Remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery.
Fauci did note that it's a treatment and not a prospective vaccine, and the president calls this a very positive event. The SBA is still pouring through small business loan applications for the very popular Paycheck Protection Program, and according to Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, the plan will save a bunch of jobs.
All said and done, after the second round, I think it will have saved or preserved upwards of 60 to 65 million jobs. That's a lot of it. That's close to 35-40% of all the employment in America. That's a huge achievement.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve Board will keep interest rates near zero during the coronavirus pandemic. Following this week's Federal Open Market Committee meeting, the central bank said they would maintain the current interest rate target between 0% and 2.5%. 2 years later, the National Transportation Safety Board releases a report on a duck boat tragedy in Branson, Missouri. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The sinking of the boat on Table Rock Lake killed 17 people. The NTSB says blame for the July 2018 incident is shared between the boat's owner, Ripley Entertainment, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Ripley is blamed for letting the vessel on the water despite a severe thunderstorm warning that was issued well before it set off, while the Coast Guard blame is for not mandating design changes to duck boats after a similar deadly incident in 1999 in Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Again, that's Liberty.menu. Now, we were saying before the break, I wanted to finish my point because I wasn't very clear. His Excellency King Sununu's order about...
Kings are referred to as His Majesty.
Oh. What? Well, I'm really? Still going to say His Excellency because yeah. It's funnier.
Sounds like something you would say to a king.
His Excellency King Sununu.
Well, that's because you don't know how to address a king.
And nor would I ever.
His order...
I suspect that's true.
...was very...
You address me all the time. I have declared myself intergalactic space king.
You have, and I've never called you that.
Well, I did try to get you to sign a contract that included that as a provision.
It didn't work, did it?
No, you did not sign it.
Okay.
Every time I have a contract at this point, I just write a provision in where the person has to refer to me as His Majesty Intergalactic Space King.
You know, every thought just went right out of my head. So,
Excellency is an honorific style given to certain high-level officers of a sovereign state, officials of an international organization, or members of an aristocracy. Once entitled to the title Excellency, the holder usually retains the right to that courtesy throughout their lifetime, although in some cases the title is attached to a particular office and held only for the duration of that office. People addressed as Excellency are heads of state, heads of government, governors, ambassadors, royalty, Roman Catholic bishops, and high-ranking ecclesiates, and others holding the equivalent rank. So, yep, you're right, Mark. No kings.
Okay.
Although heads of government could be considered kings.
Your Majesty is king. Your Highness is Prince.
His Excellency King Sununu's order about New Hampshire was significantly less restrictive than we've seen in just about any other state. It included a, if you read it carefully, it was more of a suggestion.
Dodgy suggestion. Yes.
The only thing he actually
well,
ordered.
Well, there was a loophole in the stay-at-home order.
Yes, but prior to that, the only actual order was for the bars and restaurants to stop.
Right,
you know, and,
but that's the big
in.
Order here. Like, yeah. That's the big thing is that, you know, but hey, ladies and gentlemen, order. You can roam the streets if you want to roam the streets, but there's no particular reason to roam the streets because we've told everybody that owns a bar, a restaurant, a bowling alley, a movie theater, whatever, that we'll throw their butts in jail if they open.
Yeah. So his order was directed at them, but the stay-at-home, quote, order, as they're calling it, mm-hmm. was a suggestion because it included this little provision where whatever an individual says is essential for their life is essential. And that's in the actual governor's, quote,
that's
order.
It's a paraphrase of it, but it's close, yeah. I think, to what the original wording was. So, yeah, you would have had to have actually read that to know that. And, of course, most people aren't going to read it. It's going to be taken and reported by news media as governors have ordered that everyone stay inside.
Right, it's a stay-at-home order, so, of course, that orders you to stay at home.
That's what people think about
unless
it.
Unless you say I like best it's essential that I not stay at
right.
home.
Right, that's the truth. What the thing I like best about it is that Now the statists can never say, well, public property belongs to all of us, because public property is government property, and the government shut down those parks. We didn't decide to shut those parks down. The governor did. Okay.
Well, the statists would say that you voted for them, and they made those decisions.
What if I didn't vote for them?
Well, they don't care.
Right, that's the thing.
Right. You had the chance to vote, and...
And that makes it justified?
That's what they believe.
That, yeah. All they need to do is have a couple of questions asked, and then suddenly that all falls apart. Ladies and gentlemen, public property is government property. Stop being fooled.
I don't think this is a battle we're going to win. I fought it with people before. They just don't see it.
At this point,
they
it's
don't
been made
the difference.
Clear...
But it's so wrapped up in their heads that we are the government, that anything the government does...
That was a lie they told you at school.
I know that.
I know. Well, that's all you have to say.
How can you break through that lie, though?
It was a lie that was told to you at school. Like, of course, you went to school. You went to government school, and the government lied to you because that's what the government does at government school. And they've tricked a lot of people because they've had a long time to do it.
Okay,
their founding document says, we the people... And yeah. that was a lie. Because if it was we the people, they wouldn't have needed to blockade Rhode Island to get the document through.
Okay,
like, it was a lie. It was a violent lie to start with.
It doesn't
it's a
matter.
Violent lie
I
now.
Get it. I get it. It's a lie. Go to Mississippi, enter a Southern Baptist church and saying, hey, this whole religion your thing that you're doing, it's a lie.
There's no point in that.
Well, that changes everything.
There's no point in that,
though. Why didn't someone come along and just tell us that we were being lied to?
Right. I mean, it's the same difference telling a statist that because they are essentially a religious belief. The belief in the state is one that is a religious belief.
And it's core to all of their other beliefs.
In the United States, we foundationally do question the government. In Christianity, you do not foundationally question Christianity.
Wait a minute. You say we foundationally question the government?
Sure.
Well, maybe we on this show
do,
but the average American does not seem to be questioning what's going on around them. They seem
They're
to be embracing
cynical
it.
About governments and their ability to succeed.
Not right now. I mean, you look at the approval ratings for Sununu, for instance,
Sununu's
and it's 9 out of 10.
Sununu's going to be popular because he's a centrist politician.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think the Democrats would be behind him 87 points out of 100, but that's what's apparently happened according to one survey.
Those are surprisingly high numbers, but I would expect Sununu to continue to win for some time.
See, it's not even about the figurehead. Like, the Democrats out there, they hate Donald Trump, but they still love the government and the mythical idea that government represents.
That's why you have to continue to tell Democrats, and I know this is hard, right? Like, you just have to continually tell them, hey, look, this is the probable, almost certain future of voting for politicians, is that ping pong, we keep on going back and forth between the two parties, and you're going to have every 8 years, a politician that you dislike. Can you please stop doing this to us? Like, you got to stop.
You brought up this loophole, Aria, as far as that was in the stay-at-home order, and so there may be reason to have a little bit of optimism for whatever it is that's coming next as far as the orders coming out of the governor's office in New Hampshire and how they're going to handle this. Vincent, who's one of our regular co-hosts here, he's not well today, so I'm sitting in for him, he found a document online, and his neck was hurting after he woke up. But
it's one of the symptoms.
He found a document, a draft version of the guidelines for all New Hampshire employers and employees. And the wording here is interesting because there's a lot of shoulds in this document. So
not musts.
Correct. No musts, bunch of shoulds. So all employees and employers should take steps to reopen safely. Businesses and their employees should follow guidance issued by the CDC. Each business should refer and follow their industry-specific guidelines and so on and so forth. So this isn't the final, this is a draft. It probably is going to be done on Friday, but it's also going to be in tandem with whatever the order comes out from the governor. So it could be that the governor's order says you must follow the guidelines, in which case I don't know what that'll mean because the governor would be saying you must follow the guidelines, but the guidelines themselves say should. So I think you're going to have some possible wiggle room here as well. If a business owner wants to try to, like, go that route. And that's ultimately the other problem that we're going to be encountering. Even if Sununu does this sort of halvesies thing that he seems to be trying to do, where he's trying to appease all the people that want the lockdown to continue, but also sort of allow businesses to do their business, he's going to come up against what they're coming up in Georgia, which is where there's actually pushback from people against businesses who decide to open.
It'll be interesting to see how
and that is the marketplace working. That's what people
it's
should have the right to do.
A bunch of people
that's
using
fine.
Their market forces. Yeah, and it's sad.
That's what they should
Very
be able
sad.
To do.
855. That doesn't mean I support it.
Agreed. Don't drink bleach, people.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're hoping that at some point in the very near future, I would like to see the lockdowns just completely end.
Yeah.
Well, immediately. But May the 4th, I was really holding out the hope that there would be no extension whatsoever. But it sounds like that's delusional.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hope generally is. And come May the 4th, we're going to see an extension, Sununu style, that basically comes off as a suggestion filled with lots of shoulds.
Is it Star Wars Day?
Why?
May the 4th? May the 4th.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
No, it is.
It is Star Wars Day. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Dan calling from Nebraska, listening at LRN.FM. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ari. I guess I kind of had a couple of things to respond to because I heard Ian in the show say earlier that he thinks believing in the government is like believing in religion. I think that's kind of asinine, to be honest. They have literally nothing in common.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Okay, well, for one, believing in a religion is something that is entirely superstitious. Believing in a government is a thing that people that is tangible. You can live in it, work in it. You can.
I don't think I've ever touched a government before in my life.
Yeah, I mean, how do I call the government up on the stand in a trial? I'd love to do that sometime.
I just want to put my finger on it. Where is this government at that is tangible that can be touched?
Well, insofar, as the government itself is an abstraction, it can be manifested in buildings like courthouses.
Oh, like churches? Like churches.
Oh, like
right?
Churches and priests.
But that's not like a church. That's not a church. Because,
it's exactly like
because,
it is.
Because government business is actually happening there. There is no God to speak of at any church.
Government business happens at, church business happens at churches. They pass a plate around and money gets put into it.
And government itself is the God.
You've just said government is abstract in so much as meaning it is non-corporeal. And then you're saying God is non-corporeal. I don't understand what your confusion is.
Look, there's plenty of reasons to not believe in a religion, but the thing is that I don't understand how you could reject the idea that a government is a real thing or equate
it to an imaginary real thing. If it was a real thing, I would be able to. But it clearly is. These people who are staying at home.
This is just the crap that atheists say, okay? They're like, I don't believe in these religions, but I believe in that one, right? Like, I've had this conversation for 20 years now on this show, and it just shows how inconsequentially pointless the atheism is. And it's like, I got to argue over this one point. No, look, man, these are all just ideas. The government is an idea that people use to force other people to do what they want. Religion is an idea.
Right.
And in my opinion, there is a God. But nonetheless, religion is largely a series of ideas that people use to force people or to get people to do what they want.
Well, further, it also uses the idea of something that is greater than the whole or greater right. than the group, right? So, like, the idea behind God is that it is a greater supreme being, something right. that is, in the case of certain religions, disconnected. In my beliefs, God is constantly connected. We are parts of it and all that. But in the belief of government, in the belief in the state, it's also a belief in this something that is greater, something that is more than just people. It's this thing. So when you look at, like, court trials, for instance, you'll see a lot of the trappings of religion. For instance, the man in the robe at the front of the room, he's not Edward Burke. He's the court. He will speak of himself as though he is speaking in the third person.
I'd like to hear from the state, please.
Right, and the prosecutor is the state.
Right, his name isn't Jim Johnson.
Right, exactly. And so when the charges are brought against you, when you look at the charging document, it says the state versus your name. Well, how do I get the state? Is the state the one who's going to testify against me? No. There's no state to call to the stand. There are men and women who believe that they are part of this thing that is greater than themselves.
Right. So, I mean, in the case of a bishop, you have somebody dressed up like a wizard. In the case of the court, you have somebody dressed up like a wizard.
And they literally have pews in the courtroom. I mean, it couldn't get any more...
They've got a bench.
Right. It couldn't get any more religious.
They've even got their own hymns. They do. Their own little prayers.
Chants. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well...
And if you don't properly pledge to that fact...
They got Sunday school, too, right? Like, except it's Monday through Friday school.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay. Well, here's what I would tell you is that what government is its business. When people are governing, that is government. You are being governed. What governing is the business itself. Churches have church business, sure, but that's their church business is more like what governing is.
I find it insulting to call government business, sir. I find it to be an insult when a court says, we're just doing business. It's business, we're open for business or whatever. It's not business in the way that business is typically considered, right? Like, business is normally a voluntary action, meaning I offer a product or service and you might want to or not be my customer. With the government, their business is to use violence and the threat of violence against you. And to me, that is not what businessmen do.
Right. The church has never drug you in and made you go. The government will darn sure do some things to you if you don't participate.
Which is why they're the most dangerous of cults, the most dangerous of religions. Because
people like Dan will call in and say, no, this is not a series of ridiculous beliefs. We haven't continued to turn over problem after problem after problem to these people, and they failed to turn out results. And every time they do, we give them more money. Like, that's what government is. It's the worst religion.
Let me interject here you say governments aren't tracking people out and forcing them to go to church. Not in modern United States, no, but we have to understand. To understand how the state, the government is the new religion of people, we have to understand how religion lost that and the state gained it. The religions in the past, they did do that. They did burn people at the stake.
Oh, yeah.
They did drag people out of their homes and force them to go to church. They did torture and kill people just like the state today. The church no longer does that. The state has the exclusive
authority. The church definitely, go ahead, Dan, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, my point here, you guys, is that a government is not something that I think is believed in the same way that I think that there's two different ways that belief is. You have something that you could believe in, like, superstitiously, but then you have something that's more just a matter of practice. people believe, what people who quote unquote believe in government believe, is that they're acting out this sort of system that manifests. There's no underlying sort of things to believe in. We believe that what government is like all the activities it does. It's like there's no abstraction further of some type of like, you know, beautiful greater good or thing that works in mysterious ways.
Well, yes, there is. People believe. Hold on, that's really important.
We do, and we do the action.
People who believe in the government believe that it's good. People who believe in the government believe that it's good and that it works in the face of obvious evidence over and over again. Like the government fails.
Well, they believe the same about prayer.
What's that? No, in prayer, I was told in Christian school, prayer is either the answer is yes and you won't hear it, no and you won't hear it, or later. And so they've covered everything by saying that God has just given you an answer, and that answer is yes, no, or later.
Yeah, so what was the point of praying at all?
I don't care about Christianity.
I'm just saying that people believe in prayer in exactly the same ways that people believe in government. That was what I was alluding to.
No,
I was backing up your point, and then you challenged me on point.
I'd like to go back to what Dan was saying, and that is his claiming that, oh, government is just the things that these people do. It's just the parks that get built. It's the parking enforcers that are walking downtown, or these things, right? The road gets built. This is government, is what essentially he was saying, I believe. And yep. The difference is that there is still a religious belief on top of it, the idea that we are the government. That it's this thing, this entity that is beyond just a road getting built. Because if it were just a road getting built, then you would have to call it government when Disney World builds a road. Or when, or if it was just somebody clearing off some salt or, you know, putting some salt on a driveway, then it would be government when I do that at my house or something like that. And it's not. Government is the idea of using force to achieve your viewpoint, to force it on other people, whether they like it or not. And it sounds like you're trying to get around that point.
I think that, like, I could meet you somewhere, because one of the reasons that I support having a government over, you know, the idea of, like, anarcho-capitalism or...
When you say you support having a government, you mean having to use violence and the threat of violence against peaceful people to achieve some sort of goal? I'd like to hear what he's going to say about that. Like, why? In a moment, if you don't mind bringing him back.
All right, Dan, sit tight. We're going to be back in just a moment. I'd like the answer to that as well, because it seems hard to justify the existence of a government from a moral standpoint.
They certainly exist, though.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.